its profits in the luxury market and its many innovations may serve as the catalysts for an ecosystem of new transportation companies and initiatives that will go on to thrive and flesh out his vision for a worldwide conversion to electric vehicles. Thanks partly to Elon, the supply chain and consumer acceptance are maturing, says EvolCity's Kindler. Because of that, it's a safe bet that electric cars are coming to the masses. The rub, of course, is that the better things look for Tesla, or companies that pattern themselves after Tesla, the worse they look for the future of American manufacturing jobs. Musk has made clear he's aiming to do away with workers. He's publicly referred to his goal of turning Tesla factories into a machine that builds machines, adding that he's going to keep piling on the automation until the assembly line looks like an alien dreadnought. He promised last year to speed up his production rate by a factor of 20, not by hiring, but by doubling the number of robots in his factories to nearly 1,000. According to analysts, Tesla, on average, has already invested twice as much in robots per car produced than any other car manufacturer. And the robots he's buying are far more sophisticated than those you typically find in auto factories, which do the same simple action over and over again. Tesla's bots can be programmed to perform a number of different, more complex tasks, even working together in groups as large as 15 on a single car. It is the first automaker ever to let robots handle final assembly of the cars, a complex set of tasks that is the last bastion of human labor in auto factories. Analysts have pointed out that at the assembly line speeds that Musk has said he's shooting for, the presence of even a single human would be a hindrance, if not an outright hazard. So far, the effort to hyper-roboticize Tesla's factories has been bumpy. Automation glitches are largely behind some of the big delays in Model 3 production. Humans are underrated, Musk said after failing to hit targets earlier this year, which is not to say there is any chance he will give up on his longer-range goal of eliminating workers. It's no mystery why. Volkswagen has calculated that its robots work for less than $6 an hour, with all costs figured in, compared with $47 an hour in total costs for a human worker. If Musk succeeds in getting rid of humans in the car factory, he'll likely be able to leverage that achievement, doing the same for the production of the semi-trucks he's starting to build, as well as for his already heavily automated battery, solar panel, and space ventures, plus any future industry killer companies that he has yet to dream up. And Tesla's self-driving cars could mean the loss of another layer of employment opportunities. Human drivers, a job currently held by roughly 3% of the American working population, including 3.5 million truck drivers.